friends. Welcome back to Live at the Roxy, Live at the Stexy, all of that stuff on this Thursday, March 4th, episode 355. So that doesn't make sense, though. 354. That's why it didn't make sense.
354.
It didn't make sense because I was wrong.
I cannot believe it's been 354 days consecutively on air.
Yo, yo. I can.
Yeah.
Because you know how many it feels like? It feels like 354 fucking days. Like people
500.
People are like, has it flown by? And I'm like, no, no. You guys are amazing. But like, I live a life where I don't take a day off.
So. I walk a lonely road. Na 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 na.
I just wanted you to
don't know where it goes, but it's home to me. So I walk alone. Not it.
It was close. It wasn't right, but it was close. Rob says I like the new layout. So what this new layout currently is laziness of not flipping the camera.
What are the least steps possible to be on the Stexy?
Yeah. I told you guys yesterday that I watched Coming to America. Steph didn't watch it yet, but she is here. And so she's live with me and maybe she has questions for me or whatever. So I'm going to do a brief review of that today. And then also, it's so crazy.
I know.
Like I washed my face, I showered, I makeup removed my face, and do you guys see?
There's still dirt. Joe dirt.
I feel like the ring light gaslights me because when I just tried to show them that, it didn't look like it.
Yeah, it was kind of like your armpits.
That's what I was just going to say. And then on SEM, when I said I had hairy armpits and then I tried to show the people afterwards, and they were like, no, you don't. And then I took a picture and sent it to them. And I did. I shaved them since then.
You know what you are? You are the best attorney for yourself ever. Like, if you watch Roxy navigate life, she's got, like, back-end receipts. Like, she will never be, like, fucked, like, moving forward in any way. Because she really will make sure that she, like, presents the case. She was so upset that it looked like she didn't have hair and you were lying that she forced taking a photo.
And then texted it to everyone. I will say I have folders in my phone. I can't tell you what they're called because it would give away what it's about, but I can tell you one of them. Like when the neighbor's dog, when the person in the front house's dog was pooping on the lawn and they said that they weren't. So every time I saw poop, I took a picture of the poop and I still have a folder on my phone called poop. And it's got like 40 photos of dog shit so that I could just text them all to her when she, the next time she said to me, my dog doesn't poop on the lawn. And I just went down the line and fucking texted her all of them. So if any person who's pissed me off who, and then anybody's like, show me the receipts, I have them. They're in my phone.
I feel that I still keep all my texts with my ex.
Really? Really?
Because you know.
Yeah, but.
Deleted number. So I'd have to search. However, when you know what I went through, you know that I had to keep receipts.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
I can't believe either of our situations.
Yeah, I know.
Two opposite sides of the toxic spectrum went down.
Not good.
It's not good. We didn't even get to talk about Sacha Baron Cohen having quite the night, I feel like.
His speeches were by far and away the best.
Shit on everyone.
I think that he's so funny.
And Isla Fisher is also like one of the, I just love her energy.
They're such a great couple. They met at a party in Australia. I might make up this story.
Okay, I'm with you.
I actually started speaking and I was like, did you just make this up? I don't think I did. I think they met like pre-famousness at a party in Australia. At like a house party.
I mean, the first picture that I saw of them, or like the one that's like circulating the internet of where they started, they look like babies. So I could see that.
Well, that would be the second time today in which I like straight up started telling a story that I made up. Right before we did the stream, Steph was like, "You kind of look tan," and I was like, "I think it's because of my blood pressure."
But no, she wasn't laughing. She would because. Usually Roxy comes in with like straight facts and you can fact check her and that shit is like proofed.
Yeah, but
sometimes she'll say this with like the most vindication and seriousness. And she goes, it's my blood pressure.
I don't know. It doesn't feel like that's the truth.
I just want to be clear, because I do see some people in here who are questioning my poop blog. So I'm just going to show you guys.
Oh
here,
my God.
Here are some of the pictures of the poop.
You?
Just some of them, because, you know, you can't have that shit go down.
50 shades of shit in green is what that is.
The dog was really, she was really trying to fucking gaslight me and say that the dog wasn't taking big ass dumps right next to my door. You guys can't even see because it's blurring.
Wow.
But it was, yeah, it was a big ass every day. I would walk out and I'd almost step in shit. And it was too fucking much. Redford Reddington said, why show us this? Slap my ass off. Because I have problems.
When you've been fucked over before, you like tend to overexert your story. Like you have to be. Like
I overexplain myself. You know this. Yeah. You know this about me. I can't help it. I can help it. New thing. Don't say you can't help something that you can help.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Don't like that.
Accountability.
Everybody always saying, I can't help it. No, I can help. I could help it. I'm choosing not to.
I woke up and choose not to.
Because this is who I am.
Not to do this.
I chose
the other side.
It's a choice.
We are the chosen one.
Governor.
You are the... Hello, governor.
I'll go down, you go up. I'll be Squidward.
Okay. Hello, governor.
It's me, Squidward.
How you doing, Squidward?
I'm just cleaning my face. What about you, Captain?
Oh, Plankton. I'm here to destroy the world yet again. One poop on the lawn at a time.
Don't fucking shit on my lawn. Don't shit on my lawn. Streamlabs.com/RoxyStryer. Of course, we're starting the day off with Glenn Caesar. He says, continuing to say it, Miles Cosgrove, Brett Hankison, Jonathan Mattingly, arrest the cops who killed Breonna Taylor, all three of them for killing Breonna Taylor, justice for all the people who lost their lives due to excessive force, hashtag say their names. How crazy is it that I believe, even though we didn't start saying that on the show until later on, I think probably about June, I believe that...
Oh, yeah, it was in March.
March 15th, I think, is the 1 year of Breonna Taylor, is 1 year of TWG, is 1 year of quarantine. I think it's all the same date.
Wow.
I'm not positive about that, but it was definitely in March. So we're almost at a year since Breonna Taylor. And that shit I didn't even hear about that until June.
I think May is when like it really started, like people started realizing what happened and this woman was murdered. But yeah, it was months. Isn't that like crazy to think?
And we might have never heard.
Never. Like that's a disregard of human life that we have. I mean, it's so ridiculous.
Crazy.
Thanks for the reminder, Glenn.
Thank you, Glenn. Glenn also said, good afternoon, Roxy, RJ, Skittles, Chunk, GPS, Misdirection, Silver, the Elf, Zilla, Queen Badges, Dimples, Schmodown, Modi. Much love to you, Grammy and Popo. Thanks again for hanging out with us today. Peace, love, bunnies, and hugs to you and yours. You didn't know you were here yet, Steph.
It's okay.
Last year plus has been the test for me for many reasons. But thank you for the reminder. It's so hard on the phone. For the reminder.
PSA, every episode we have to say that when we read Streamlabs, it doesn't show up in a written, legible way. That's why we stutter. It's like nothing wrong with stutter, but.
Wow, March 13th, they're saying. So Jeff Aaron, Rob Fishbeck.
Wow.
So we're coming up on 1 year. Okay, so Glenn also said that everything has meaning. Thanks for the reminders that everything has meaning, to do my best, to be thankful for it all, the good, the bad, the ugly, and the blissful, because all this has purpose, even CP, that words have power. I know from personal experience at a very young age, as someone who was born with cerebral palsy, whom everyone referred to as disabled or handicapped, that can be a difficult thing, being truly thankful for it all, to be here now and then not there then. But thankfully I've grown, hopefully matured, and learned to accept my own responsibility, that I am what I am. Wow, you're gonna come at me with those M&Ms. And I am where I am as a result of the choices I have made in response to other people and or what's happened to me. And so I am handy capable. Thanks for always being there and here for us. Congrats, good thoughts and good vibes and all that's in the works for you to soon unfold for you in 2021 and beyond. Fuck yeah to the new life chapter. Roxy's the best. Roxy's number one. Yeah, yeah. Happy Roxy days. Keep crushing it. Glenn, I loved this new one from you, and thank you for sharing that with us. I know you don't talk often about your CP and being born with CP. You talk a little bit about how you're feeling and give us updates, but I'm very proud of you and to see how much you've grown even from the start of pandemic, and you keep us zen. And we're just so, you are the mascot of the show for a reason, because we could not do this without you. So thank you for sharing that.
It's funny because Rhea was one of my roommates was listening to our show, and she goes, "Who's that one guy you got on? I really like him." And I thought she was talking about, I was like, "Who? We haven't had like a guest on in a while." This was before the Blurreds crossover. And then she was like Zen. I was like, "Glenn? Oh my God.
Everyone loves Glenn.
That's so Everyone awesome." Glenn. Yeah, Glenn, you're so dope. And like people like you, it's so important to share your stories, because there's so much more to a person than, you know, how they came and like how they look and their appearance. Yeah.
More of a person than how they came. Yeah. Because we came through the vagine and that happened. We had no say in that. And then everything else we have say in. Well, to some extent.
Yeah.
To some extent. I said that and then very quickly thought about Breonna Taylor and was like, okay, not everything else do we have say in.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was, listening to the most horrific TikTok as I'm scrolling through. TikTok now knows at this point what angers me. And so it shows me shit that it knows pisses me off. Luckily, the person who posted this was on my team, and they were posting this as like a how fucked up is this? But this was a Zoom meeting of a teacher.
Oh my God.
You saw this?
Yes. Say it. Yeah, yeah.
This teacher was teaching their class about why we need to hold Breonna Taylor accountable for what happened and how this was based on her life choices, and that because she decided to hang around with somebody who's going to shoot at policemen, she deserved to die. That is literally what this teacher said to her students. I was like, I'm going to actually throw my phone across the fucking room, because you're supposed to be able to trust your teachers. And like parents are supposed to be able to trust their kids going to these teachers.
Anyone who wants to talk about like accountability with death to someone who has never harmed a soul is fucking fucked in the head. I wasn't talking about that though.
What were you
talking about?
I saw
another egregious teacher that a video surfaced on TikTok who was an ableist.
They tried to piss you off too.
Yeah, a complete ableist. There was a girl in the class who had a hearing disability. So she had a
implant?
No, she had someone there to translate.
Oh, okay.
So there's a delay in what the teacher says, how it's translated, and then to her. And he goes like, let's say her name's Susie. Susie, are you listening? And she's on a delay. And he goes, why are you laughing? You know what, Susie? Fuck. Why do you even come to class? Starts like bullying her. And he's like, this is so ridiculous. Like, you know what? Right. We're going to need to have a talk after this, because I'm sick of you sitting there, not coming to class. And someone popped in, like one of the students, goes, Mr. Rick, actually she has a hearing disability. So she has a translator that's translating it. And that's why there's a delay. And she goes, I don't buy that or something. It was crazy. Yeah. Yeah. Like, what are these people doing?
No, no.
Yeah.
No, no. I mean, don't, do not. No, no. That.
Yeah.
Couple more Streamlabs, and then we will get to some of the things we're talking about today. Rob Fishbeck says, just wanted to say that it's crazy to think we've all been in this together for over 354 days now. No matter what the future holds for any of us and this show, the memories made here and the friendships that have been built are a major positive. Mm-hmm. Really sweet. Appreciate that.
Do you want me to read while you do your makeup?
No, no, it's fine. Okay. I suck at reading anyway, but... Hitman Sabra says, I've been thinking about how difficult it is as an autistic person for me to answer the question, who would you want to play you in a movie? Because how few autistic actors even work. Why do you think Hollywood is so bad at disabled representation? I think there's a lot of reasons. Steph, what are your initial thoughts on this?
My initial thoughts are that with Hollywood, anything that falls outside of their norm, which is white cis male, is added work. You know, we see it with Black actors and actresses. They always have problems on set with their hair stylists. They never have the proper hairstylist
and makeup
and makeup and all of that. So I think anyone who causes any bit of like added work or work to them, it's not really, it's all in mindset. They don't like want to go the extra mile for them.
I think that also there's a fear of the unknown. And I think that this happens with people all of the time from the blind and deaf community as well, where, you know, even when you are hiring a partially deaf actor, like they did on This Is Us, they don't hire somebody who's deaf with a capital D because they're concerned that that would cost them more money and take more time on set, because then they would need to hire another person, like Steph was talking about before, either a translator, or it would take somebody longer to learn lines. So when it comes to the autistic community and people who are on the spectrum, if the people who are in charge of casting are not familiar with that community, they might be casting, they might not, just not be taking the extra few minutes to figure out how easy it could be to make, to be inclusive.
Yeah.
And nobody wants to spend more time on something. Everybody wants to do the thing that is going to cost the least amount of money, take them the least amount of time, and is the least risky. And so I think that that's a big reason why. Now, that is an unacceptable answer.
Yeah.
But that is the answer, I think.
Yeah. It makes me think of your homies who made Peanut Butter Falcon.
Yeah.
You know, this is why independent filmmaking is so important, because corporations don't want to tell the stories that should be told and feature the people who should be featured. We would have never gotten that. It's one of the best movies I've seen in the past 10 years.
I'm so upset about that film, because obviously what's going on with Shia LaBeouf right now, because like Zach Gottsagen became a star from that movie and has now booked like so much shit and is going to work for the rest of his life. And like, that is so incredible. And Tyler and Michael are incredible creators as well. And they have these great projects, and Peanut Butter Falcon was so good, but I don't know how I watched that film again without thinking about Shia LaBeouf.
I know.
It's crazy how much one person can ruin things for everyone.
Yeah, I know. It's so hard when you really know, because it just is, you just cannot act like that anymore. You cannot be bad people and then be sucking everyone's money out. To me, I pay, my money means something to me. I can't watch stuff like that.
I know. At the beginning of quarantine, I went on Rotten Tomatoes and we got each got to pick one movie that we wanted to represent and to talk about and to try to convince people to watch. And mine was Peanut Butter Falcon. And I would not do that at this point.
No.
Not that I don't love them and not that I don't want to support them, but just it would feel so tone deaf to be like, you know who you should spend your money on? This guy.
I just can't wait for their next projects.
Yeah, me too. And I do think that Hollywood is slowly changing, as there is slowly becoming more representation.
Yeah, like Atypical on Netflix. There's the Love one that features autistic cast members, which is cool.
But I also...
Romy.
Yeah. Yes. I also think, though, that the handicapable community is like the last community to get their dues. Right. It's so shitty. But like, it just, because I don't think that there's as many advocates in Hollywood's face all the time, it's going to be the slowest rollout for them.
Yeah.
Which fucking sucks. That sucks. Going back into the stream. Thank you for the question. Really appreciate it. Going back into the Streamlabs. Krista says, I am high. Should I order KFC or Chipotle? Krista, asking the hard-hitting questions.
Yeah.
The hard-hitting questions. What do we think the answer is?
I'm not a KFC girl. You know, I don't really – I don't eat chicken. But if I did – if I was going to a chicken place, I'd go to Popeyes. But – so I would say
– yeah, that chicken for Popeyes.
Chipotle. Also, romaine lettuce hasn't had a recall in quite some time. So I think we're in the safe zone there.
So I'm still like – freak the fuck out by Chipotle because the E. coli.
Ebola.
It was in my hometown Chipotle, the Chipotle that I go to.
Oh.
In Boston.
God. It's disgusting. It's true. And they've had so many cases where it's like, what the if they weren't corporation owned by McDonald's, they would have 100% been shut down.
So I would say Chipotle. However, I love KFC. I don't know if this is true. But I'm going to tell you guys, growing up, what I was told was that the chicken.
Oh, gosh.
This can't be true. The KFC chickens don't have heads. They're mutated.
Wait,
they're
what?
Mutated to the point that they like they're like inbred fucked up chickens that like have like multiple arms and like missing heads.
It sounds right.
And that's what we were eating. Because remember, I was eating my KFC because I love KFC. Somebody stopped me and was like, do you know that that's not even a chicken? It's a mutated creature. And I looked it up and like it said something about that. I don't know if that's right at all.
It sounds right because I know McDonald's chicken nuggets have like the entire bird in there. Like the beak, the like everything gets blended with like fake pink shit. It's disgusting.
It freaks me out. So
maybe Taco Bell?
Nick Bethel says, isn't Chipotle anti-gay too? I did not hear that.
I didn't either. Five Guys?
They are?
No. I'm giving other options that sound fire right now.
Depends where you are.
Yeah, true.
But, you know, it was this or that.
Yeah.
When you're high, you don't want to do that much thinking.
Chipotle, final answer.
Yeah, agreed. Apollo, actually, I'm going to have you read. Not just because it's Apollo, because I wanted to make up it's all three of these. So starting and at the bottom, now you hear.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Yo, how's your Thursday going, fam? Went into the office and it feels like a Friday. Coming to America was hilarious as well. Steph, straight fire today, per usual. LFG, let's fucking go. Then says,
just you wanted to know that you knew what it meant.
WTF,
what the
where
fuck?
Is this show going, fam? You letting this go? How am I going to shoot my shot? I feel personally attacked, and will I greatly miss popping my head in here every day? But do you, girl? I'm around. Was lucky enough to catch the CBS Viacom showcase this year. Of the 10 performers, there was one girl who was handicapped in a wheelchair, and she was fucking hilarious. There is space for handicapped performers. Let's all win together.
I don't literally understand half of what he said. What was he talking about in this whole second one?
Wait, so I think he was saying your show is stopping, but it's not. What's stopping is every day. Live at the Roxy. Yeah. Live at the Roxy is long live for life.
I think I'm going to go 5 times a week or like do one on Patreon exclusive 4 times a week. I mean, definitely I'm going to take a couple days to just like reassess my life because I haven't breathed in.
Yeah.
In a year, breath.
Yeah. And Roxy's also like a hardcore producer. So I think you wanted to take the time to like
reproduce the show. I want more guests. I want more segments. I want like more clarity on what we're doing. I'm definitely going to need Steph's help. Like, and I don't know. And I talked to Steph about this. Is it one day a week with Steph? Is it one day a week with my brother? Like, is it one day a month like that? You know, do we, the residency with Natalia, do we make that more official? Like, all of those things. So it's not going away for sure.
Yeah.
So
and there's still the world girls.
That's true. And we're twice a week / like way more often if you're a patron.
We've been like
our patron. We got two new patrons. You saw that?
No. Fuck yeah.
How'd you know?
Because you said two more. Yeah.
That was really quick thinking.
I got you. Yes. And I was saying the world girls have been fucking grinding.
Like, it's insane.
My God.
It's insane.
It's always fun, but grinding.
Yeah, our meetings have been nuts.
Yeah.
And we love paying taxes.
Oh, my God. We're doing taxes all. Okay, this is why. No, I always say this is why, as I list like 5,000 reasons why you're the best. One reason why is that I found out that I was like, had a lot more to keep in mind with taxes than I thought. And I'm like so stressed about it. It's giving me the worst anxiety. It makes me want to fucking throw up every time I think about it. And I told her that and she's like, here's the thing. We're just gonna fucking do it. So today we're gonna fucking do it.
It's really hard as you are a freelancer and you start to do what Steph is doing this year, which is just book a ton more. But like some of the things are like one day here, 3 days here. So our taxes are challenging. They're not like easy, like TurboTax, just put in the numbers. It's just really fucking hard, especially with how many purchases we had to make and doing World Girls this year. And we're an S Corp. So incorporating that into our taxes also, it just is like stressful to be an adult.
Yeah. Yeah. And a businesswoman, because I wasn't expecting that we would have taxes for World Girls. I started to think about it when we became a corporation, but we didn't start with knowing that we would do that.
But even if we weren't, we would. We're learning.
Yeah, we're learning.
We're learning. And yeah. It's like at the end of the day, I just wish, like, the problem with taxes and the IRS is just like, if somebody would just send me a thing that would say how much I owed, I would pay it.
Why are we doing your job for you? I just feel like it's a lot of work for us. We worked so that you could tax us. So tax us.
Because everything is 1099. So we owe a ton at the end of the year and not as you go. It's just like so fucking frustrating.
Idiots.
What's that from?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, I thought you were going to get there. I'm quizzing you. I know what it is.
Oh.
I don't know.
Oh.
I would never. I'm so not that person. I grew up with a family that fucking, like, if a song came on, they'd be like, who sings this? And I was like, I don't fucking know. And this isn't fun. This is why I don't like trivia, even though I like to manage.
You're really good at managing it.
Thank you so much. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about Coming to America, getting any more Streamlabs. If you guys have questions, comments, concerns about this, obviously this is spoiler free because I know you guys have not seen it. And we are here to talk about it. Steph has not seen it either. So if she has any questions, she can ask me. But in general, I told you guys I tweeted this out yesterday, but the review embargo was not until today at noon. So I can finally tell you guys, I'm just fucking obsessed with this movie.
Yes!
Did you know I felt that way?
No!
It was so good. I really needed it. It came in a moment in my life where I was like, I just so desperately need to smile and laugh and forget about things. It's so silly. It's so out there. Eddie Murphy is just exactly who you hope he is as a creator, as a performer. He never lets you down. And I tweeted that he still got it. I feel like that's such an unfair way of phrasing things because, like, as if when you get older, you lose it. It's like he's got it and some. Like, he's just really, really great at his timing. And he does something cool in this where, like, I don't want to give anything away, but he's not exactly where I would think he would be at this period of time in the character's life. So I was really excited to see the kind of twists that took place there. Our OG, I'm literally going to pull up the cast and talk about every person here because, like, our OG cast members all slayed, but our newbies also were incredible. And I don't know whether it's just because I'm kind of out of the comedy scene. Maybe you know more, Steph, but like the main new guy, his name is Jermaine Fowler. Do you know who that is?
Oh, yeah.
I saw him, but I didn't know his name.
Very brief. I've seen him in one thing.
So I looked him up, and I think based on looking him up and like the shows he's guested on, I feel like maybe he's a stand-up. You guys will correct me because I'm just telling you guys point blank, I don't know anything about this man. You guys might be like, oh my God, are you an idiot? He's like a huge stand-up or huge comedian or huge in this thing. I don't know anything about him. And he was so awesome in this. He was so, so awesome in this. So I was really excited about that. A lot of people ask me, how is Wesley Snipes? He's so good in this. Like, he's just so good in this. Arsenio Hall, amazing as well. The whole OG cast, James Earl Jones, they're excellent. Their timing is all perfect. They take their characters so seriously that it's hysterical. Like, I can't imagine people who are fans of Coming to America watching Coming to America and feeling like, nah. Yeah. I just can't picture it. You might not like it as much as the first one because the first one's an original and a classic. I do think that this one might offend some people. There was a couple of things that I was like, wow. There's particularly one moment that reminds me of another major faux pas in an old school movie that I'm like, is this movement going to come at him for this? I don't really know how else to explain it than that. When you guys watch it, I'll tell you what I'm talking about, but I think they might receive a little heat for one particular part of this movie. But if you're easily offended, don't watch the fucking film.
It's comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's like, if you're Eddie Murphy, since the beginning of his comedic career, is going to press boundaries. Like some of his specials, I have to skip through some parts because they're so bad. Some parts did not age well, but I love that it's we don't get these films anymore where it's character comedy, where the whole story revolves around characters that are like highly hyped up, like because not a lot of actors can pull that off really, except for SNL cast members and people like Eddie Murphy. But my main question is what I was concerned about was that the original was rated R and this was PG-13. And you don't think that affected the film?
I never thought about it once during it.
That's good.
Going into it, I knew that. And I heard that people were concerned about that. Do I think it could have been raunchier? Yes. It was not very raunchy. It was unique and it went there, but it was not raunchy. Like there was not a lot of like, there was not a ton of cursing and fucking and violence or, you know, the things that would make something R-rated. So I didn't feel like it needed to be. But I guess if it had been, they might have been able to push a little more. But it didn't bother me.
That's good. That was, like, my biggest concern because, you know, like, the iconic scenes when there's, like, fuck you too. Like, we wouldn't get that. I know Teyana Taylor was in there, but I think it was a short. I think she walks in with Wesley Snipes. She's like the super hot body. I saw her in the trailer.
Is she, I might not have even recognized her because she has like
army gear, but like it's army? A crop top and shorts.
Wait.
From the trailer shot.
Oh, no, I know exactly who she is in the movie. I would have never known that this was Teyana Taylor ever.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, if not many people are as familiar with her singing as much as her performance in Kanye West's music video a few years ago.
I never would have known that's who this was.
Yeah, she's a very multi-hyphenated talent.
She's a good dub.
Oh, good.
The music in this, by the way, is really solid. There's a lot of surprises and surprise people popping in and a lot of things going on that I was like, wow, the music in this is fire. Stay to the very, very end. The very, very end. There's stuff throughout all of the credits and then there's a post-credit mini scene as well.
And then I know the same team worked on, or like Craig Brewer and Eddie Murphy worked on Dolemite. What do they compare at all? Or are they completely different stories?
I think,
oh, stories, but like, did it land?
Dolemite is probably a technically better film. Like, I can't picture coming to, I remember thinking Dolemite should have been nominated for an Oscar.
I agree.
This movie is not as like technically good, but I actually enjoyed this movie more. So it was really, because it was so funny. Yeah. Like this was laugh out loud. At one point I was crying. I was laughing so hard. And then like halfway through, I was like, why am I not stoned? And then I started like ripping my shit. And then I was like fucking laughing. So it was really,
I'm so happy.
Yeah, it was really good.
I love Eddie Murphy. I'm so glad that he did it. And was the barbershop scene everything that I could imagine?
It's good. It's not my favorite part of the
movie. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I love when they don't show the best parts in the trailer.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good. It's just, it wasn't my, yeah, Bruce says, I hope it wasn't ruined. I think it was good. It just was not. It was, to me, I was like, okay. And I did see that part.
In the trailer. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But it was good. And it worked. I like the storyline they go with here, too. I think that it was really simple. They didn't try to make something like incredibly convoluted and like, but this. And then it kind of was like, oh, okay. I know very clearly off the bat what we're doing, where we're going, and what we're trying to accomplish.
What's your rating?
Out of what?
100%.
I think it's an A minus, so like a 90.
Wow.
Like a low A minus.
That's solid for a comedy.
Yeah.
Comedies get reamed by critics because it's so subjective.
So the only other comedy I've seen during this time really is, did you watch Barb and Star Go to Vista Del Mar or whatever it was? Okay. That's the only other comedy I've seen in a long time. And I really liked that one. Because it was so, so stupid. And then I saw this and I was like, oh yeah, like this is so an actual good comedy.
I
know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. I'm glad that Barb and Star is good though.
I thought it was funny. Not in the way that this is funny, though.
Different funny. I was looking through Disney Plus, and I've seen almost every Steve Martin and Eddie Murphy film.
You've been on a Steve Martin tear, right?
No, I've been on a John Candy tear. Like, just like going through John Candy films. But Mr. Bowfinger, I missed that. Like,
and did you just watch?
No, I haven't watched it yet, but like, I was wondering if you've ever seen
it. Never seen it.
No. Yeah, I didn't know they were in a movie together.
Want to watch it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That we our treat we both taxes. Love like that era of comedy. Like that's why I'm so excited for this movie, because there's not comedies like this anymore.
Yeah, I haven't seen something like this in a minute, and I was really just stoked about it. So let me know if you guys have any questions. I guess I should check them with the Streamlabs and in the super chat. I don't think – did we see any super – oh, yeah. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, one.
Let's try to find you. Huh? Maybe if I click on it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Does that always work?
I don't know.
Keon Bergen says, good afternoon, ladies. Just wanted to say hello and thank you for all the hard work. Appreciate you, friend. And you're welcome. And thank you for being here. In the Streamlabs, Ryan Payne says, Roxy, did you watch the first Coming to America before you watched Coming to America? I'm not going to watch it before this because I think it might mess with my expectations of the sequel. I actually did not. I haven't seen Coming to America in a few years. I did watch a clip thing just to remind myself, like, do you remember the whole story? And then I was like, oh, yeah, I definitely remember this whole story. So I didn't do that because I just did that with Wonder Woman, and I felt like it fucked up the entire fucking movie for me. So I didn't want to make that mistake again. Apollo3JP says, Jermaine Fowler is the future. He's a stand-up from New York City. He's primed to blow up, was also in Judas and the Black Messiah. Mm-hmm. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember him in it?
Yeah, he's one on the opposing side, I'm pretty sure. Or he's one of the, yeah, I don't know exactly. But
he also is going to be the lead with Lil Rel in the movie The Come Up. Script is hilarious, and he's the future. Who's Lil Rel?
He's also a comedian. I think you'd know him if you looked up. I'll show you a picture.
I really don't know comedians at all.
Judas and the Black Messiah was so fucking good.
Really?
Yeah. And when they – I thought it was so egregious when Daniel Kaluuya's mic was muted. And they're like, we're having internet problems. You're not having internet problems. His mic's muted. Tell him his mic's muted.
Yeah.
And then I loved how he was like – oh. He was like, you're playing me now. You're playing me now.
He was doing interviews afterwards. And during one of the interviews, the girl's mic was muted. And he said something along the lines of like, payback's a bitch. It was fucking funny. Oh, yeah. What's his name?
Lil Rel.
He is so fucking funny.
I knew you would know him. Yeah. He shows up in every movie.
I've literally never heard anybody say his name.
Yeah.
He's really good.
Yeah, he's so good.
He's a dramatic actor too.
He's in Bird Box, Photograph. But I mostly know him from Get Out.
Get Out. Too?
Yeah. He was the friend. Yeah, he was so funny in that movie.
Yeah, no.
Brittany really runs a marathon.
Oh my god! Yeah, my friend was in that.
Insecure.
Runs a Marathon was an excellent movie.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, well, it was.
Yeah,
it was.
So now I know. All right. Moving forward, speaking of Lils, Steph was telling me a story right before this that I thought was bizarro. I'm talking about Lil Nas. You get my transition?
Yeah, it's perfect.
Speaking of Lils.
Yeah, Lils next to the other Lils.
Steph, what happened?
So apparently 6ix9ine, who is like my arch nemesis, we don't know each other, but I think he's just so disturbing as a person.
Another person I had never heard of. He's just like today.
A fucking troll, and he screams on tracks. He's a bad rapper, and he's a shit talker and a shit starter and a snitch. Oh, most importantly, he's a fucking snitch. He snitched to the feds, which is like
on who about what?
On Chief Keef and his group. On he was like gang related. And he it was like a RICO case, so he wanted to get off.
You know so much that I don't know. Sometimes we are such a Venn diagram, and
together and we cover everything.
But then the places that we don't overlap, I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Like, she's telling me about you. Chris Cornell and like the biography of when songs are released. I'm like, this is 6ix9ine, the snitch bitch.
It makes me so happy though, because I want, you know me, I want to know everything. Yeah. So like when I'm like, who the fuck is this 6ix9ine guy? And why is he a snitch?
Yeah. I have to know. You have to know. Because I have to it's know. Entertaining, but he's a doofus. So wait,
Bruce Banner says, yeah, he made snitching cool.
No, what? He did not make snitching
Nobody
cool.
Nobody makes snitching cool.
The entire industry was like, fuck this guy.
I don't know much, but I know snitches get stitches.
Period.
So this we know.
In the Boston way, you get murked, yeah. I'm sure.
That I understand.
Yeah.
This I know.
So he made a homophobic comment about how they're doing COVID testing through like anal swabs. And
like he was making a joke.
Yeah.
It was not funny because he was homophobic.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. About like how gay it is, which is like so obnoxious.
And they're not actually doing that?
I think they are.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why are they doing anal swab testing?
We should like look into more of that research. Let's see.
It feels like that's unnecessary if you can do it through the nose.
Yeah.
But I guess, I mean, maybe some people you can't do it through their nose because they don't have a nose or... like passages that
yeah.
you can pull up. All right. Whatever. It's not important.
Anyways, Lil Nas X posted he did a TikTok, you know, where you can put a picture of something behind you as you like dance and make motions. It was DMs from 6ix9ine to Lil Nas X asking for a collab. And Lil Nas X is just like totally trolling him, like, you homophobic fuck. We are never getting on a track together.
Because Lil Nas X is a queer icon.
So. He is a fucking icon. Like, oh my god, the amount he just is himself and doesn't care is so amazing.
He makes great TikToks.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about his music, but I really like his TikToks.
Yeah.
That's the most 2021 thing I've ever said. All right. Thanks for letting us know about 6ix9ine.
6ix9ine. You not fine.
3ix9ine. Damn you fine. 6ix9ine.
6ix9ine, also fuck you for taking one of the greatest numbers that we have. That is so bullshit.
Why doesn't he go by 69?
Because he's different.
He didn't take one of the greatest numbers.
Yeah, it's true. He's 6'9", and 69 still lives on.
I had a friend whose name was Nate Stein, and he used to go by N8-9. So I feel like 6'9 took that.
Yeah, I think he totally jacked it. But snitches wouldn't surprise me if they're also... stealers.
Yeah,
of,
thieves.
Yeah, thieves.
Some people in here were saying, I don't know how I feel about suburbanites ripping on snitches. I don't know, dude. I might be a suburbanite, but I am not a fucking snitch.
I'm not. This is the thing. Whatever you sign on to in life, be prepared. So that's why I'm so against snitches. Because if you sign into a certain lifestyle... and then now because you got caught or in trouble, you want to go against that.
To get in less trouble.
Nah.
For you.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Nobody's snitching because it's the right thing to do. You're snitching because you're trying to get out of trouble.
What did you call him today? A turd.
Oh, yeah. He's a fucking
You wrote turd. It turd.
All right. We have to get out of here because also my stomach is speaking to me. Me too. But before we do that, I know there's something else I want to talk about today. And I'll be able to tell you when I look at my very own tweet. Oh, yeah. Fast 9. Fast 9 was delayed. I think it's only delayed a month, so now it's getting pushed till June. What are the chances, Steph, that you think that in June, Fast 9 is going to be seen in theaters?
I think pretty high.
Really?
And
whoa!
Yeah, I do. I do. I don't think that every theater is going to be open. I do think a lot of theaters will be open by then, and they might just be like, we can't keep pushing it. Let's go with it.
And you think that might be the first thing that they release?
Yeah. Unless, which some people are projecting because of places like Texas, that we're going to have new variants and like a psychotic spike again.
Yeah, what Texas is doing is dope.
Yeah, I want to be in Texas. Everything's better in Texas, right?
The only thing good about Texas is the Texans. Their government sucks.
My twin cannot speak highly enough about Austin. She thinks it's the best place on earth.
Awesome.
She said the people are so amazing. And it's true. Like, I feel so bad because Texas gets all this slander, but we almost flipped that state. There's a lot, not that you're a bad person if you don't vote blue, but like, that says a lot.
Yeah. Shannon Barney's from Texas.
And yeah.
There's a lot of cool people from Texas. Just it's kind of like become like Florida. Hit or miss.
Yeah. 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 Totally. It's like Florida. I'm so confused. Half of your state is bomb. Dark and yes. mixed and different and then and bomb and then.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to some of these Streamlabs and then we will get out of here and getting anything now if you would like to. Okay. Let's see. Leonard Kitten says, hey, Dimple Tits, Roxy and Steph. Happy WandaVision. Happy WandaVision Eve. Oh, okay. The TWG stream last night was great, and you all did awesome on the top five at the end. Hearing you rave about Coming to America has me excited, and I hope I end up loving it. Roxy, dig in the bun. Thanks, Leonard Kim. I wish I wasn't raving about it because I don't want to let you guys down. Go in with tempered expectations. I went in with tempered expectations.
Yeah, I feel like with comedies, you just want to feel good. Like, you just, yeah. you don't know.
It's just funny. It was a funny movie. Glenn Caesar says, good thoughts and vibes to you on garnering all of your much deserved success. Good luck with all the filming, auditions, and booking of the projects coming up. What's for you is yours. You're earning it because you fucking rock, RJ and Steph. Positive thoughts to you, RJ, and all the rock stars and world friends who show up and give support whenever, however they can. Don't forget when it gets tough, even if you're by yourself, you're not alone. Everyone who's battling, keep on fighting. You're a winner. Remember, you're kind, you're smart, you're unique, and being so unselfishly loving and supportive of others, including strangers on the internet, makes you humane. As such, your story is important and deserves to be seen and heard. You are appreciated. Usually he says you're worthy. Now we're appreciated. Thank you, Glenn. Glenn also says, saying it again, let's fucking go Smets and everyone who's fighting for today, tomorrow, and more. Smash cancer, be most excellent. RJ and Rockstar, show up for people who need it. That makes you so cool, humane, and worthy. Cheers to fuck yeah news in 2021 and beyond. I have to like go all the way down. Yeah. Just seeing the top of my head. Thank you, Glenn. Really appreciate you. Jeff Aaron says, speaking of Florida, that's where I'm headed. I got to stay with my sister while I solidify the next step. Awesome seeing you both. Love to all. You got to do what you got to do, Jeff. Stay safe there. Florida's got some weird ass rules going on right now too. So just do your best to stay protected as much as you can. I cannot believe we live in a country in which I'm about to get my second vaccination and people in their 70s, 80s, and 90s have not gotten their vaccination.
Dude. And that there's vaccines every day being thrown away.
Every day.
And houseway.
And now Johnson & Johnson has their singular vaccine that is approved. But yeah, and Biden saying that everybody's going to be vaccinated by May who wants to be vaccinated. And I'm like, how?
Yeah.
That, I mean, I hope, but like,
yeah, give us a plan. This is why E. Warren was the girl. I need a plan.
You know how I feel about plans.
How's it rolling out?
You know how I fucking feel about plans.
That's her aphrodisiac.
I love plans. What's the plan?
What's the plan?
I used to be like, I'm casual and laid back. And like, I don't need a plan. I'm very, very spontaneous. I am spontaneous. However, what's the plan?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. I think you'd be down for a spontaneous trip. But as soon as we get in the car, itinerary.
There's something about being Jewish that means that you always need to know what your next meal is. I'm not fucking with you. I swear to God, every Jew I know, if you're Jewish at home, tell me if you feel this way too. When you're eating lunch, especially if you're Jewish over the age of 50, when you're eating lunch, you have to talk about what you're having for dinner. Like, it is the weirdest thing. And then what? That mindset just kind of translates to everything else. Like, what's this thing? I don't know. Jews be like that.
You learn something new.
It's because of my blood pressure stuff?
Yeah, it's the blood pressure that's causing you worry that what is the next meal?
Mouth just tastes like...
I'm so hungry.
Yeah, we gotta go. All right, much love to everybody. Steph, what do we have this week? We've got Sunday, we've got...
Best female characters.
Oh, yeah, that will be cool. For World Girls, we're doing best female characters. In movies, TV, on screen. That's yeah, the way to yeah. phrase that. So don't forget to watch that. I'll be back here tomorrow. I think I've got a big day tomorrow because in the morning I've got Only Stupid Answers and then I've got this show and then I've got Schmodown.
You want to see something cool?
Mm-hmm.
So I looked up Rotten Tomatoes podcast. I hope it does this again. And you know how it shows you other podcasts?
Mm-hmm.
Look who shows up. Only That's Stupid so Answers.
Weird.
Right there, right under Rotten Tomatoes. How sick, right?
That's really cool.
Yeah. I was like, that's my girl.
Bryce Ratliff said, did my Streamlabs not come through? I sent one. Bryce, let me recheck on my phone. that's awesome stuff. And I love that you noticed that.
Clock that.
I also had no idea I was on their
picture.
Yeah.
I mean, you're a good selling point.
I love DJ. I love working with DJ. He's fucking great.
He seems awesome.
Yeah. Okay. So Bryce said, because we missed another Apollo one too. Bryce said, hey girls, so I'm down in San Antonio and my family here gave me the go ahead to move in with them. This would be great. There's more to do here and way more gay men than my small town. My job is finally giving me hours again. Should I move or stay? I feel like you just listed all the reasons to move and none of the reasons to stay, right?
I zoned. Yeah. It was the tattoo artist.
I always know because there's like this 1 second in her eyes where she thinks.
I listen to it?
And then it's like, no, I've got to admit that I don't.
Yeah, I always. And usually I think I heard it and then she'll be like, no.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. Bryce said that he went to San Antonio and his family said that he could move in with them. And he thinks that would be great because there's a lot more gay men there and then where he lives in his small town. But his job is finally giving him hours again. So he wants to know, should he stay where the job is giving him hours or move where he can live with his family and maybe find love? I think like your happiness just matters so much. And so if it's a better environment for you, you'll find another job. I know that's easier said than done, but you'll find another job and that job will give you hours and like go live your best gay life.
Yeah, I agree. Love is the only thing that matters. If we realize anything through this quarantine, it's that.
Being queer in a small town is fucking tough.
Yeah.
I don't know. I grew up in like the most liberal fucking town, but like my friends who grew up queer in small towns, it's hard.
Really hard.
That shit's hard. Apollo said, you need a tax guy. I got a tax guy. I've been using him for years and he always takes care of me. Plus he's old school and I'm fairly convinced he's the head of the Yakuza. Y-A-K-U-Z-A.
Yakuza gang? The Japanese gang that's been running Japan for like 50 plus years?
Why would your tax guy be the head of you?
Is he like a blasted Japanese man?
Maybe he thought that was like the way to your heart.
The Yakuza are the reason why in most bathhouses, Japanese, you can't go enter if you have tattoos. Yeah, they ruin
shit. What are we going to do when we go?
Some places are cool, but we'll just wear our hair down. I feel like I'll be fucked by that.
You're about to.
Yeah, I'm getting a tattoo, you guys.
Ow.
Look at where I was last year to now with my like tattoo experience. Like I didn't tell my parents and now I told them I'm getting this one. Not recently, but like I told them. Yeah. What are they going
to
do?
No, nothing. It's the right thing to do.
Gross.
Bryce Ratliff says, true. I want a partner for sure. And I can find a different job. Thanks for the advice. I just needed to hear it. We've got you, Bryce.
Totally. Bryce, you're also, now that I see the picture and the face putting together, such a fucking dope person.
Yeah, no, he's awesome.
That you deserve love. Well, everyone deserves
look at
love.
This handsome ass fucking man.
Yeah. Go, Bryce. Get go your get man.
Some. Go get some. Yeah. And find it and live with your family and like live the good life. Mm-hmm. You'll figure the rest out. Mm-hmm. All right. Make your beds, put down the toilet seats and the lids. Don't trend with the Holocaust. Blow on the internet if it's out. Watch the World Girls every Wednesday and Sunday. And I'll be back with you guys here tomorrow, live at Roxy 1 p.m. Bye. And follow stuff right there. Oh, look, I don't have to think about which way to point because you're actually sitting. It's a whole fucking thing. There we go.